Well, on Tuesday, it is a big day. It's AFL Draft Day, and there'll be a lot of talented young footballers around the country on the edge of their seats, biting their fingernails, wondering what their future will be when it comes to football and whether they'll be picked up by an AFL club. A gentleman that knows all about all the players and maybe the prospects is Callum Toomey from afl.com.au. Callum, thanks for your time.
No worries, Pete. How are you?
Good, thanks. It's rolled around. Tuesday is a big day. And as I mentioned, there's a lot of young footballers probably saying a few prayers at night, hoping that their wishes come true.
Yeah, some nervous times. It's been a bit of a wait since the draft combine about 6 weeks ago. So it's finally here. Every day at AFL House, the clock out the front's ticked down a day, which has been ticking down for about 100 days now to the NAB AFL draft. So finally, it's only a couple of sleeps away. And very exciting times for everyone who's a chance to get their name called by an AFL club.
Before we come and focus on the West Australian component, overall, you've been across many drafts. What about the calibre of player that is available to the AFL clubs from right around the country? How would you rate it?
Yeah, I don't think it's the best draft that I've covered. I've done a three or four pretty closely, and probably this is the weakest pool. However, I think the first 30 to 35 players are pretty good and pretty strong. I think that'll stack up pretty well. The first 10 to 12, there should be some real guns as well. So, look, the first round, I think, will include a lot of talent. There's a few uncertain players in that bracket as well, some guys who've either missed some footy through injury or for whatever reason haven't quite picked up their form. But I think after about pick 35 to 40, it drops away a little bit, which we'll see in either the lowest or second lowest amount of draft picks taken to the draft ever. So, not a really deep pool, but I think there is some talent at the top.
Yeah, so looking at the top, if you had to sort of forecast how you think it'll go, who are some of the names that'll be coming up first, do you think?
Oh, I think the first name will be Jacob Wording for Carlton. He's been sort of the nominal number one pick for most of the year now and seems the obvious choice for the Blues to plug him in at centre-half back for the next decade, mm-hmm. So I think that'll happen. I think Josh Sackey will be the next pick by the Lions. He's a key forward and they need a key forward. He's happy to go there. His late father, Lawrence, played for Brisbane Bears in the 90s, so some good romance there as well. And beyond that, it becomes pretty interesting. There's lots of names being thrown up. Midfielder Darcy Parrish, key forward Sam Wiedemann, Clayton Oliver's come in a little bit, Aaron Francis, Jacob Hopper and Callum Mills is obviously academy players too. So there's some names that will be right at the top end of the draft on Tuesday night.
From a West Australian point of view, one name that has been bandied around, it looks like he will be picked up, possibly in the top 20, is Callum Archie, who got the word this week that they want him over in Adelaide for the draft on Tuesday. He's probably our leading prospect on this side of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been the leading prospect all year, and despite an inconsistent season, he's certainly the most talented player in WA this year. Obviously, the younger brother of Brendan, who's forged a career at Port Adelaide this year with a pretty impressive season, finally broke into the senior team and did some good things for the Power. Look, Cal's a little bit different to Brendan in the way he plays. He's probably got that speed up his sleeve. At times this year, he showed that probably his best footy came for South Fremantle's senior team. He was at probably an underwhelming championships at times for WA, but really hit his straps at senior level, which showed to clubs how talented he is. He can jump, he takes marks, kicks goals. I think he'll start as a half forward, but I think on draft night we'll see him pick definitely inside the top 20 and maybe inside the first 12 or 13 picks.
I know it's very hard these days, but his preference would be naturally because of his brother, maybe to stay in Adelaide or get picked up by one of the clubs here in Western Australia. Is that a possibility, even though we know it's a bit of a lottery?
I don't think the WA factor is going to come into it. Obviously, West Coast and Freo's first picks are in the early 20s. By that time, I think Cal will be well and truly off the board. Adelaide's a possibility. Probably more likely to be somewhere else, though, I think.
Who are some of the others from Western Australia that are likely to go, from what you've seen?
From what I've seen, I think they'll be a little bit later on, the WA boys after that. And there probably won't be a whole lot of them, to be honest. I think it'll probably only be a handful of selections. And so there might be some mature age types in Nathan Broad and Sam Menegola who get a shot potentially a little bit later on. Off the under 18 guys, Braden Hackett's had a pretty consistent year. Declan Mountford's, I think, a good chance in the 30s to get taken. Greg Clark's a good chance a little bit later on as well as a taller midfielder. So, look, Greg obviously captained WA at the championships and he's a really nice size as a midfielder. He's about 194, 195 centimetres, athletic. And can play in a range of different positions. So I think that it would appeal to clubs who are looking for some guys, towards the back end of the draft. Another guy from WA who I believe will get drafted is Jesse Glass-McCasker. We all know that there's sort of extra, I guess, influence placed on key position players at the draft. And as a key defender, he's certainly got some value for clubs looking for one around the 20 to 40 sort of range.
So you reckon Jesse's a good possibility to be picked up as far as you've seen?
Yeah, I think he get drafted. I think okay. There's been a bit of interest in him, and I think if he gets overlooked, let's say in the national draft, I'm sure he'll get a home in the rookie draft. But I think he'll get a chance on Tuesday night.
We've had a call from Mario in Maylands wondering if Brendan Abbott is a chance to get redrafted.
Oh, I haven't heard his name linked to anyone, so it would surprise me at this point. I certainly haven't heard his name linked. There's been a few mature raiders in WA who have been linked, but he hasn't been one who's caught the eye. So far for me.
So it's a case of a lot of the AFL clubs when it comes to the bottom end of the draft, it will be basically just suck and see. And you never know, sometimes there are some gold nuggets that come out of the bottom end of the draft, as we've seen certainly in the early years of the draft with some of the players that ended up at West Coast.
Yeah, there are a couple, and there's a couple who might get taken from WA towards the latter end as well. Josh Schoenfeld, who had a really good combine, he broke the record in the 3 kilometre time trial, was outstanding in the B test as well. He's someone who might get a shot a little bit later on just because of those elite running attributes. And from there, you can probably start to form a bit of a career. We know that with that sort of running aptitude that he'd be able to step into an AFL preseason and impress straight away. So that's something that he's got up his sleeve. Jordan Snadden's another one who might be a shot later on in the draft from East Fremantle. A nice long kick, up and down sort of season, but a member of the NAB AFL Academy and certainly got some good traits. So I think clubs will head confident that they'll be able to find their players in the top 35 or so, and then beyond there, I think they'll be able to, or they'll feel that there's some players there to take some hope with and take some promise with and really get them on board and see how they go. Look, there's no certainties in the draft. Pick one or two or three might not end up a good player. So you're never quite sure. But recruiters have certainly done their work across probably a year and a half following this year's crop really, really closely, and it all comes to fruition this week.
You're saying it's probably not the strongest draft in 2015. What about going forward for the next couple of years? What's your prediction there?
Well, I think WA certainly will have a better crop next year, led by Stan Petrevsky-Seaton, who's certainly shown all the traits so far to suggest that he'd be an early...
He's quite an exciting player. I've seen a bit of him, and he looks very exciting package.
Yeah, there's not many better kicks on both feet than Sam in the country, I don't think. And if he was in this draft pool, I think he'd be a very early pick as well. So I think he'll be leading the way next year for WA. Obviously, Sam Powell-Pepper as well. He's had some good form under his belt. Josh Rotham's another one. Who's certainly shown some good things as well at centre half back. So I think WA will be stronger, which I think the clubs will be happier about. I think the draft certainly relies on the key football states to produce good crops, and Dick Metro and WA are probably a little bit down this year. So I think next year is probably more of a midfielder's draft at this stage. There's not a whole lot of key position players so far to emerge, but as we know, the taller guys do take a little bit more time. So they've certainly got their time on side to impress before 2016. But at this stage, I think clubs see next year's draft as a little bit stronger than this one.
Callum, as we leave you, no doubt it's a very nervous time, not only for the players involved, but also the parents and the immediate family. Can you give me an idea what the feeling and the mood is like just before the draft gets underway, as is the case this year in Adelaide?
Yeah, it's a little bit eerie actually. This year's draft will be a little bit different because the recruiters are sitting in different rooms to the actual families and kids who are in the room as well. So different setup this year with a sort of a revamped draft night. But we all know that final sort of hour is the longest hour because it drags on and on. And I think everyone in the room just wants the picks to be made. So I just got to know a lot of the boys throughout the year, and you get to see them and see them grow and develop and edge closer to this point of the draft season. So I'm a little bit nervous for them. It'll be interesting to see which way it goes on draft night, and I'm sure as they all start arriving in Adelaide over the next couple of days, we'll see some nervous families.
Good on you, Callum. Well, thanks for setting the scene for us here on 6PR's Bouncing Around this afternoon. Good luck for the big event on Tuesday. It gets underway around about 3:30 our time, and of course it's live on Fox Sports, so we look forward to that. Thanks for joining us today, and we wish you the best.
No problems at all. Thanks, Pete.
There you go. There's Callum Toomey from afl.com.au just giving us a bit of a snapshot on the draft. Happens on Tuesday. We'll be right across it here on 882 6PA.